You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, are you ready to jump and bump, move and groove, sail and wail, reel with the feel and bend with the wind, move it, groove it, and prove it, pull the shellac from the sack and throw it in the juke in the back. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader and jukebox operator and guide to the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Each week we do it to it and kung fu it. Right here on the Juke in the Back. And for the last 9 weeks, we have been exploring the most important and influential independent rhythm and blues record label of the 1950s, Atlantic Records. This week it's part 10 as we take a look at Atlantic's stellar releases from the second half of 1955 and the beginning of 56. And what a year! As Atlantic's heavy hitters just kept on racking up the hits, baby. From Big Joe Turner to Ray Charles, Ruth Brown, the Clovers, Laverne Baker, and the Drifters, with and without Clyde McFatter. If you look at Atlantic's discography from this time period, about 1954 through 56 and 7, there were very few records that they took a chance on. Most of their releases were from their proven hitmakers. Every once in a while, they'd throw something in and test the waters, but it didn't happen all that often. That might have been the strategy of Ahmet Erdogan and Jerry Wexler. Keep on doing what you're doing. Stay with what works. So let's begin the program in August of 1955. And another top 10 record from the greatest blues shouter of all time, Big Joe Turner. Hide and Seek was recorded on January 28th of 55, and it made it to number 3 in August. It was recorded at the same session as the hit Flip, Flop, and Fly, and features Big Al Sears blowing the tenor sax break. Kicking off the show with Atlantic record number 1069. Here's Joe Turner and his Blues Kings playing Hide and Seek, baby.
Come on, little baby, hide and go seek with me. Come on, little baby, play hide and go seek with me. We're gonna play the game the way it ought to be. Now I spy, kick him in the eye. I'm gonna get you, sweetie pie. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Have me some fun tonight. Go away over yonder, hide behind the big old tree. Behind the big oak tree. Ain't nobody gonna play the game but you and me. Not 10, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Lordy, Miss Claudia, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Get me some love tonight. Tonight, lies looking me in the eye. I'm gonna get you, sweetie pie. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. I'm having me some fun tonight. Are you ready?
You were mine. I felt so proud. But since you're gone, everyone's laughing out loud. They stand around, yes, and signify. Although it hurts me, I hold my head up high. Let's start all over. Why can't we agree? 'Cause everyone's laughing at me. I don't like to shake up. Why don't we make up? Everyone treats me like I was a clown. If we should wake up. Just as soon forget. Although when we broke up, I wasn't to blame. Everyone laughing at me just the same. Just as soon forget. Although when we broke up, I wasn't to blame. But everyone laughing just the same.
Everyone's laughing. The record would come out in late July of 1955 as Clyde McFadder's first solo record. But that's only half the story, baby. Those are actually the Drifters backing him up on that song, because Everyone's Laughing was recorded at McFadder's final recording session with the Drifters on October 24th, 1954. By July, Atlantic had announced that Clyde had left the group to start a solo career. And by the end of the year, they would release the Drifters' first record without Clyde McFadder. We'll get to that a little later on. Everyone's Laughing, great tune, but it didn't chart. Clyde would have to wait till January of 56 before he would see his first solo single chart. Up next, Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown is getting down to the sound that's all around, baby, with the only song recorded at her July 7th, 1955 recording session. Usually you would record at least four songs per session, so it's kind of an oddity that she only recorded one song on July 7th, and it was this one. It hit number four in September of 55. It's Love, Baby, 24 Hours a Day, which actually was an even bigger hit by Lewis Brooks and the High Toppers. theirs went to number 2. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters would take it to number 10. But I like the way Ms. Rhythm does it, because I believe her when she tells me that it's love, baby, 24 hours a day. On Atlantic Records, Part 10, this is The Juke in the Back.
Baby, I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I feel this way. Baby, I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I feel this way. But I think about you, baby, 24 hours of the day. Well, honey, my days and nights are lonely. I need your loving through the day. From 5 o'clock in the early evening till 6 o'clock in the early morning, I could squeeze you with all of my might if I could love you till the broad daylight. Well, I'd come home to my darling 24 hours of the day. If I can love you till the broad daylight, well, I'd come home to my darling 24 hours of the day.
Boom. Shots. And then I'm gonna rot her a smell of malt. I'm gonna nip sip every day, nip sip every night, nip sip every day. Just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. I'm a rock candy popper with sugar lips, a honey dripper to my fingertips. Ha! I go for soda and a root beer too. The little light spice, ooh, shooby-doo. Nip, sip, every day. Nip, sip, every night. Nip, sip, every day. Just nipping and sipping the time away. Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set. And well, I wanna get my whistle wet. Nip sip every day. Nip sip every night. Nip sip every day. Just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. Oh,
going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nippin' and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set.
And when I wanna get my whistle wet, I'm gonna
nip sip every day. Nip sip every night. Nip sip every day. Just the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. Doodle doo 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 doo. Nip sip.
Buddy Bailey singing lead with the Clovers, and another drinking song written by Rudy Toombs. That's Nip Sip, recorded on the 7th of April of 55. It made it to number 10 at the end of September. And man, that tune is reminiscent of One Mint Julep, and just as potent. Just Can't Beat the Clovers, as we feature Atlantic Records 1955 into 1956 on this week's edition of The Juke in the Back. It's part 10 of the Atlantic Records story. Up next, Dolores Evans, who would also be known as Dolores Williams, Little Miss Sharecropper, B. Baker, and Laverne Baker. She's back with the Gliders, who were actually the rhythm and blues vocal group, The Q's, and a session that was held on the 14th of July of 1955. It's a great ballad and a big hit, topping out at number 2 in late October of 55. Sam the Man Taylor is blowing the tenor sax, and Laverne Baker is singing oh so sweet on the tune, Play It Fair.
Give your heart to the one who gave her heart to you. If you must play the game, play it fair. Save your love for the one who saves her love.
Play it fair. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Maureen Russell, Gary Cipollone, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, you're where it's at, and I'm digging the Juke in the Back.
As I was walking down the street last night, a pretty little girl came into sight. I bowed and smiled and asked her name. She said, "Hold it, bud, I don't play that game." I reached in my pocket and to her big surprise, that was Lincoln staring her dead in the eye.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
She looked at me with that familiar desire, eyes lit up like they were on fire. She said, "My name's Flo and you're on the right track. Look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands."
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. I didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight. I just knew I'd have some fun last night. Whenever you're in town and looking for a thrill, if Lincoln can't get it, Jackson sure will.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
Went to a nice spot where the lights were low, dined and danced, and I was ready to go. I got out of my seat and when Flo arose, she said, "Hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose." I sat back down with a smiling face while she went down to the powder place
with my greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
The music stopped and the lights came on. I looked around and saw I was all alone. I didn't know how long Flo had been gone, but a nose powder sure didn't take that long. I left the place with tears in my eyes as I waved Lincoln and Jackson last goodbye.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
Brother Ray Charles from November of 1955 with Greenbacks, baby. That was a big top five hit for Ray, and it features David Fathead Newman playing that baritone sax break. That side was waxed an entire year earlier on November 18th, 1954, in Atlanta. Another great example of Ray Charles finding and becoming comfortable with his own style. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part 10 of our multi-part feature on Atlantic Records. This week we're focusing on the end of 55 and the beginning of 1956. And now, two Atlantic Records heavy hitters join forces, Ruth Brown and Clyde McFadder, who just happened to be having an affair at the time. Later in life, Brown admitted that her son Ron, who was born in 54, was the son of Clyde McFadder. They recorded Love Has Joined Us Together on August 29th of 55 in New York. Love Has Joined Us Together hit number 8 in December of 55. Here's Ruth Brown and Clyde McFadder on the Juke in the Back.
The moon may capture the sunshine, and darkness may imprison the day, but love has joined us together, and no one can take you away. The people may say bad things about us, and neighbors may let gossip stray, but love has joined us together, and no one can take you away. For we'll trust in love to keep us every day, and hope it will truly strong. We pray our love will protect us night and day, and will teach us right from wrong. The sea may swallow the weather, and word may take away place, but love has joined us together, and no one can take you away.
When I hold your charms, you are mine, you are so divine, my adorable one,
adorable one.
You must have come from heaven, because you thrill me so. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable
one, baby.
You must have come from heaven, because you thrill me so. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable one,
baby.
Adorable, adorable, adorable,
originally done by the Colts on the Vita label. The Drifters cover was a bigger success, hitting number one at the very end of 1955. And when I say the very end of 55, it actually hit number one the week of December 31st and remained there for 1 week, meaning that it was also the first number one of 1956. Clyde McFadder had left the Drifters in July, and on September 19th, 1955, they recorded Adorable with their new lead singer, Johnny Moore, another fantabulous tenor in the style of Clyde McFadder. But there is only one winner, and Clyde McFadder ain't getting any thinner. Mercy! And so, with Adorable, the Drifters would begin a new career that would last nearly 20 more years with a revolving door of lead singers, so many that it's almost impossible to keep track of them all. They would have hits, they would have misses, but they would always somehow sound like the Drifters. Oh, baby, guess who's coming back to our microphones right now? It's Big Joe Turner and his Blues Kings to tell you the story about the chicken and the hawk. A tune written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who were now staff writers and producers at Atlantic. This was recorded on November 3rd of 55 and features Haywood Henry blowing the Barry sax break and Van Piano Man Walls laying down some tasty piano licks. The Chicken and the Hawk was the first Atlantic Records release of 1956, record number 1080. It hit number 7 in January of 56. Here's Joe Turner and his Blues Kings with The Chicken and the Hawk.
Well, a girl had chicken, fell in love with a chicken hawk. Well, a girl had chicken, fell in love with a chicken hawk. You better head over heels for that hawk, sweet talk. He said, take me up, hawky, take me up in the sky. Take me up, hawky, take me up in the sky. I'm just a little bit of chicken and I don't know how to fly. Get up, up and away. We gonna fly all day. Up, up and away. We gonna fly all day. Up, 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 up and away. You made a ball at eagle flying up there in the blue. You made a ball at eagle flying up there in the blue. Well, the eagle told the hawk, I'm gonna steal that chicken from you. Single jet. Well, a hawk got flying like a P8 single jet. He said, cool down, chicken, the eagle ain't got it yet. He said, up, up and away.
Seven days
without love.
Seven days without love.
Tell me, what am I to do?
Tell me what I'm to do.
7 days I have cried.
7 days I have cried.
How I long to feel your touch.
For your touch.
Why'd you go? Why'd you stray?
Why'd you go?
When I love you, oh, so much.
I love you so much.
The phone won't ring at all. The clock is standing still. My tears are like the raindrops upon my 7 days, lonely days.
7 days, lonely days.
I have walked the floor for you.
I have walked the floor for you.
7 days, 7 days.
7 days, 7 days.
Won't you please say you're still true? Seven days.
7 days, 7 days.
I have been in misery.
I have been in misery.
7 days, lonely days.
7 days, lonely days.
Darling, please come back to me.
7 days, 7 days.
Darling, please come back to me.
Darling, please come back.
The first true solo record from Clyde McFadder. Remember, his actual first solo record contained two songs still recorded with the Drifters. This was Clyde all by his lonesome on 7 days, and it was a hit, stalling at number 2 in January of 56. He had recorded it back in August. Fear not, because Clyde will top the charts on his own shortly. That's not a bad showing at all. Earlier, we heard Clyde McFadder singing with Ruth Brown. Right there, we just heard Clyde McFadder, and right now, we're going to hear Ruth Brown. Here's one that doesn't get played much anymore, but it was a hit back in its day, topping out at number 3, and it's a fantastic song written by Lieber and Stoller, who had spent most of the 50s writing hit records on their own and for their own record label, Spark Records. Now they were staff writers at Atlantic, and they would keep writing hits for Atlantic and for Elvis. Here's one of their forgotten best, Ruth Brown and her Rhythm Makers from early 1956, and I Want to Do More.
I wanna do more to make you understand. I wanna do more and more for my baby. Oh yeah, I want you to know that you're my lover man. We used to go together like a hand in a glove, live on a shoestring, a whole lot of love. My clothes were ragged and my shoes were thin, but my baby stuck with me until the end. Gotta do more and more for my baby. Oh yeah, I gotta do more to make you understand. I wanna do more, 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 more for my baby. I want you to know that you're my lover man. Used to hug and squeeze and hold me tight, give me your love with all your might. You used to make me laugh, and that ain't all. You used to take a little nip and have a ball. Gonna do more and more for my baby. I wanna do more to make you understand. I gotta do more and more for my baby. I want you to know that you're my lover man. your loving with all your might. You used to make me laugh, and that ain't all. We used to take a little nip and have a ball. Gotta do more and more for my baby. Oh well, I gotta do more to make you understand. Oh, I gotta do more for my baby. I want you to know that you're my lover man. Well, yes you are. You're my loving daddy. Oh, yes you are. You're my loving man.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Atlantic Records, and I'd like to take a Ray Charles song, Greenbacks, that we heard earlier, and flip it over for Blackjack, which was recorded at that same Atlanta recording session held on the 18th of November, 1954. It was released a full year later and hit number 8 in November of 55. It's this week's Great 78, Ray Charles and his band with Blackjack.
Now let me tell you people about this blackjack game. It's caused me nothing but trouble, and I've only myself to blame. Hey, hey. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every quarter I get, Lord, Blackjack takes it away from me. My friends don't come around me, 'cause I've been so blind. I can't even borrow a nickel. Now I've almost lost my mind. Hey, 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 yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well, every quarter I get, I sat there with two tins. I thought I'd have some fun. The dealer hit 16 with a 5, just enough to make 21. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. How unlucky can one man be? Well,
you're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you. Miss you. I miss you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I need you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine.
Devil or Angel, it remains one of the Clover's best-known records. It was written for them by Blanche Carter and recorded on November 11, 1955 in New York. In February of 56, Devil or Angel topped out at number 3 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. And we're featuring Atlantic Records Part 10, and we're currently focusing on the beginning of 1956. And now the Cookies are back with their first charting record. We heard their first single for Atlantic last week, and Precious Love. This week they return with a great tune recorded on October 7th of 55. In March, it would hit number 9. The Cookies were very versatile. While at Atlantic, they also sang backups for Laverne Baker, Ruth Brown, Chuck Willis, and Big Joe Turner. The original Cookies were Dorothy Jones, Darlene McRae, and Beulah Robertson. They were originally from Brooklyn, but made their first records for Aladdin's Lamp subsidiary out in Los Angeles. In 1956, Beulah left and was replaced by Margie Hendrix. Ray Charles started using them in mid-1956, and in 58, they became Ray's official backup singers, renamed the Raylettes. In 58, Margie and Darlene left the Cookies to join the Raylettes full-time. And that's when Margaret Ross and Earl Jean McRae joined Dorothy Jones to become a new version of the Cookies, who were picked up by Don Kirshner and recorded with Carole King in the early 60s. Right now, let's hear their unforgettable top tenor from 1956. Here are the Cookies in Paradise.
Under a tree in the garden, I'll be done where here, just my love and me. I found my love and I hold him so close. He is mine in paradise.
Just like a child. are running wild. If you don't think you'll be home soon, I guess I'll drown. Oh yes, in my own tears. I know it's true.
Charles and his third number one record in a little more than a year. It's also his first record to feature the Cookies backing him up. They weren't yet known as the Raylettes, but man, they add an extra dimension to that record. Drown in My Own Tears, originally recorded in 1951 by Lula Reed for King Records. It was written by King's A&R man, Henry Glover. Brother Ray's version was recorded on November 30th, 1955. Atlantic released it in February, and by March 24th, 1956, it hit number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart and remained there for two solid weeks. And as we say at Rosie's Juke Joint, now that's a record. I'm Matt the Cat, and that's a show. It's time to close down part 10 of the Atlantic Records story. Fear not, though, cats and kittens, we'll return next week with part 11 as we continue our look at Atlantic's great single releases from the year 1956. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Now, let's close down the show by flipping Drown in My Own Tears over. We find Mary Ann on the flip side, a tune written by Ray Charles and featuring a great Latin rhythm provided by Panama Francis on the Tubs. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side next time. Bye-bye.
Well, now, oh, Mary Ann, you know you sure look fine. Well, now, oh, I can love you all the time. Well now, oh Mary Ann, I say, baby, don't you know? Well now, oh, oh, well now, baby, don't you know? Don't you know, baby, that I love you so? Well now. About it. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.